嗨，各位亲爱的小伙伴们，早上好，我是姚老师，欢迎来到今天这一期的英语口语每日养成。今天节目当中呢，我们将会一起来学习一段来自于《绝望的主妇》第二季第七集的英文台词。首先呢，一起来听一下今天的关键句。
Because it's something I like to take a look at every now and then.
Because it's something I like to take a look at every now and then. 因为我喜欢不时的把它拿出来看一看。Because it's something I like to take a look at every now and then.Because it's something I like to take a look at every now and then. 那么在这样一段英文台词当中呢，我们需要注意哪些发音技巧呢？第一处，当 because 和 it 我们放在一起呢，此时可以有一个连读的处理。那么你可以读成 because it, because it. 而当 like to 放在一起呢，我们会有一个失去爆破的处理。那么你可以读成 like to, like to. Take a 放在一起呢，我们可以有一个自然的连读。那么你可以读成 take a, take a. 而当 look at 放在一起呢，我们可以有一个自然的连读。那么你可以读成 look at, look at. And then 这样的两个单词呢，我们放在一起当中呢，可以有一个不完全爆破的处理。那么你可以读成And then, and then.
Give me a glass.
Oh, no, no, wait. Finish off this. No, wait, no, wait, no, wait. No, four glasses is my limit.
If you help me finish off this bottle, I'll tell you what happened between me and Edie.
Hit me.
Edie was making the bed and found a picture I kept under the mattress.Picture I didn't want her to see.
What was it?
It was a picture of you.
Why would you?
Because it's something I like to take a look at every now and then.
Wow.
Huh? 今天节目当中呢，我们来学习一下这样一个短语。叫做 every now and then， 这个短语呢可以理解成为 occasionally， 或者呢 sometimes， 偶尔的、有时的、时不时的。而且呢，我们说这个短语呢，在真正的使用过程当中呢， every 也是经常会被省略掉的。比如说下面呢，我们来看一下这样的几个例子。第一个 ，Josh does stop by the store every now and then， but I haven't seen him lately。Josh 确实时不时的会来店里，但是我最近没见到过他。Josh does stop by the store every now and then, but I haven't seen him lately. 再比如说呢，我们来看一下第二个例子。I don't eat a lot of sweets, but every now and then, I just need a piece of chocolate cake. 我不会吃很多糖，但是时不时的我得吃一块巧克力蛋糕。I don't eat a lot of sweets, but every now and then, I just need a piece of chocolate cake. 下面呢，我们来看一下第三个例子。I don't travel often, but now and then, I just need to get away from the city. 我不经常旅行，但是我时不时的得远离一下城市生活。I don't travel often, but now and then, I just need to get away from the city.有的时候呢，在口语当中 ，every now and then 也可以变成 every now and again， 哎，也可以表达相似的含义。比如说，看下面这样一个例子 ：We take long walks every now and again。我们偶尔会走很远的路。We take long walks every now and again。另外呢，今天视频当中出现了这样一个短语，叫做 hit me。其实呢，它也不是简单的字面意思打我。而指的是给我再倒一杯酒这样的含义 ，a request for another alcoholic drink。比如说下面呢，我们来看一下这样的两个例句。第一个例子 ，Hit me again, bartender。酒保，再给我来一杯酒。Hit me again, bartender。再比如说第二个例子 Yeah, I'll take another shot. Hit me. 是的，我得再喝点，给我再来一杯酒。Yeah, I'll take another shot. Hit me. 那么在今天节目的末尾呢，请各位同学尝试去完成这样的一个汉英的任务。请大家呢留言在文章的留言区。时不时的我就想吃一块巧克力。时不时的我就想吃一块巧克力。那么这样一个句子，你会如何去使用我们学习过的短语去造句呢？希望各位同学呢可以踊跃的发言。本期节目呢我们就先分享到这里。明天节目当中呢我们再会啦。See you! I found peace in your vibes. Can't show me there's no point in trying. I'm at one, and I've been quiet for too long.